The gospel reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 4, beginning at verse 14. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed upon him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The word of the Lord.
I'm going to give you a general outline of a kind of a story and wonder if you find it familiar. The story would start with a young person who's going about their life, and it's nothing special, and they're kind of wondering about the future. They have dreams about what the future might hold, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, some opportunity drops in their laps. Opportunity for an adventure to accomplish something important. And so they drop everything and they decide they felt called to go to on that quest, so to speak. They don't know what they're doing, so they wonder who is going to show me the path. And almost inevitably, some wise old elder who has been down that path appears and serves as a guide for them. So they set off to accomplish whatever task it is. Kill the dragon, find the gold, rescue the princess, you know, something like that. That's how these stories go, right? And it gets increasingly hard for them, and more obstacles are thrown in their way, and it comes a point where they wonder whether they can actually even accomplish the task, and all of a sudden they realize there's another task they need to accomplish. They need to find the resources, often within themselves, to be able to accomplish that first task. And when they accomplish the task of finding out who they are and finding their own resources, they accomplish the task, and almost always they come away from their success with some kind of gift. The gold, the princess, the head of the dragon, whatever. And where do they return? They return home with that gift to share, and most often that gift is the transformed person that they are. Does that story sound familiar? It should. It's one of the most common types of stories that human beings love to tell. It is so common and so popular, that story is the basis of some of the most popular movies made in recent history. At its heart, that is the story of Avatar. At its heart, that is the story of Lord of the Rings. At its heart, that is the story of Star Wars, the first movie and the most recent movie. Scholars even give it a name. Give me this first slide, please. Some call it the hero's quest, but I call it the path of transformation. It's such a common way that humans recognize that life works out that it's found all over in the Bible, too. This pattern to this story, this is the story of Moses. This is the story of Jonah. This is the story of Mary herself, the mother of Jesus, who is called to go on the journey of bringing forth the Son. She's accompanied by an angel. I mean, it happens very quickly for her, but all the elements are there. She has a gift to offer the world right there in her own home. It's the story of the prodigal son. As we're going to point out in just a second, it's the story of Jesus, and most importantly, it is our story as well, repeatedly throughout our lives, if we choose to see it that way. Let's look at the details of this a little more. The next slide, please. They've got these standard elements to it. The path of transformation, the story always starts out with a call. To go on a quest, to go on an adventure, to accomplish something important in your life, right? Always a guide almost always appears, some wise person who at the right time just steers you along the path. There is some great and glorious and grand task that appeals to our ego and everything else. But as that task becomes harder to accomplish, we realize we need more resources, and we go to the task within the task, the deeper task, which is to find those resources. And guess where those resources are almost always located? They are within. But we wouldn't know that if we weren't forced with the impossibility of the task. Well, once having performed the task within the task, we accomplish the first task, and there's some gift that we receive, mainly the transformed life, and we return home, different people, offering those gifts where we are. Well, how does Jesus' life fit this path? Well, give me the next slide. It happens all the time. If you leave aside the stories of Jesus' birth, which are wonderful and interesting, the Gospels start out with his real ministry in this way. He receives a call. He hears this prophet, this wild and crazy prophet, John the Baptist, who's by the River Jordan, out by the wilderness there. And the call of John the Baptist is, God is coming near, get ready. And Jesus, something in him responds. He goes, this is what I was made for. This is what I want to do. And he goes out to the desert. And in preparation, he is baptized. And as a result, he is given this wonderful identity, child of God. And he's given the guide to the task. He's given the very Holy Spirit. Wow, what a guide. The best guide of all, right? And what is the task? The Spirit leads him immediately out to spend 40 days fasting and praying in the wilderness, in the desert. Now that alone would be challenging enough. 40 days with minimal food, without anything to distract us. Most of us think that would be sheer torture and would drive us crazy. But it's even harder than that. In the midst of that, there's the deeper task. And what is that? All of a sudden, he's tempted. The devil comes to him and says, oh, you should make bread. You should make, I can make people worship you. I can give you all power. There's the deeper temptation. And to combat that, Jesus has to call upon his deeper identity. He says, no, I am God's child. That is all I can rely on, is my relationship to my loving Father. I cannot be tempted by any of this. So he's able to overcome the deeper task, and he returns. What about the return and the gift? Well, listen in here from the gospel lesson today. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He returned home. And what gift did he have to bring them? Well, he read these wonderful words from Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free." And he says, today, in your hearing, this scripture has been fulfilled. There is the wonderful gift. All these wonderful things he offers as the gift right then and there. Well, that's always wonderful. We like to think Jesus is the Son of God. That's great. He came. He did all this wonderful stuff. He gives us these gifts, forgives our sins, dies on the cross. How many times did Jesus say, I am the Son of God, worship me? How many times in the Bible are you going to find that? Not very many times. That's not what he said. How many times did Jesus say, I am the way, the truth, and the light, follow me? Jesus went through this path to show us once again, this is the way to maturity. This is the way to the truth and to the very life. How does our life fit this pattern? Give us to the next slide, please. All of us receive calls in our life to move forward, to go on the farther journey. All the time and repeatedly we will have them in our life. Anytime there is a birth in your life, oh, you are called to go into a different place, are you not? To become a parent? An exciting and challenging, terrifying journey. Anytime there is a death of someone close to you, you are called to a journey. You cannot remain the same. People like to say, well, let's just celebrate the life and let's go on. Don't weep for me, I'm, you know. That's not the reality. Death changes everything. and it invites us to grow. Anytime there's love, anytime there's loss in your life, the loss of a job, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a friendship, the loss of health, anytime we are called into a place that we didn't expect. So where do we find guides? That's a challenging thing. Oh, often we get stalled at the first level. Often we say, no, I don't want to go on that journey. And we fight it. It doesn't really work very well. Life keeps coming at us. It says either you kind of grow or you're going to be in deep, deep trouble. Where do we find a guide? Often it's in the least expected places. Years ago, I may have told this story, years ago, long ago, I went through a major spiritual crisis. I was looking for someone to help me. I went to a workshop, and the leader there said, you need to find a spiritual director. And I said to him, well, where would I do that? And he said, well, go talk to some Catholics in your community. They'll know what you're talking about. So I did. Who did I find for my guide? Person I least expected. A short, little, stout German nun down at the monastery down there. And she was no nonsense, but she set me on the path. She showed me the way. At that time, she literally saved my soul. The last person I expected. A guide will be given. You know, they have that that saying, you know, when the pupil is ready, the teacher will appear. That's what this is about. It is reality. The task will always seem overwhelming to us. It will always seem impossible. We'll always want to say, I give up, I can't do it. And that's kind of the whole purpose of the task, to get us to stop relying on our own resources and turn it over to God. Life throws these things at us so we stop clinging to our own little ego and our limited resources and say, all right, God, I can't do that. Help me. And that is the task within the task, the deeper task, where we find out that we encounter God and we learn who we really are, who we were all along, God's beloved children, with all the blessings and benefits that come from being a child of our Father. And with our Father, with us, we can accomplish whatever that task is that life throws at us. What's the gift that's going to come out of going on this path? I don't know. It will be, though, uniquely yours. And let me tell you this. It will be something that, because you have experienced it, it will be something in your heart, and you will be able to share this gift with unique power. It's not going to be something you read about in a book or heard somebody else talk about. You didn't hear a TED talk about it. This is your treasure in your heart that you can share. And you return home, and who do you share it with when you come back? Often the people that you are most excited to share it with will not want to hear much about it. They're not interested. They haven't been on your journey. It's interesting, this story, that it ended here, but when Jesus made this announcement, the people in his town didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear about the gift that he was bringing back to them from his temptation in the wilderness. They threw him out. They wanted to kill him even. So it's not always going to be the people we expect we want to share it with, but it will be the people who need to hear it, and you will be surprised, and those people will show up, and you will have a real, real wonderful gift to give them. I'd like you in the next day or so to think about this in two ways. First of all, think about some challenge that you've gone through personally in your life, and you've come through the other side. Some kind of loss, some kind of wonderful love that happened to you. And see if this is not the pattern that happened to you in your life. And if you can see it, that it happened in the past, then the next time you receive a challenge in your life, a great loss, a great love, something that calls you forward, don't fight it. Don't fear it. Enter into this process. Let God guide you and bring you out on the other side. Help him to give you the experience personally of knowing that he is the way and he is the truth. And he alone, through this process, will give you your life. Amen.